The word today is supremacy. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and present everywhere. As amazing as those attributes are, He desires us to recognize above all that He is a God of divine love and mercy. The most powerful demonstration of that love is seen in His sending Jesus, our Savior, to die on the cross so that we might have forgiveness of our sins. Here to discuss this more is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Supremacy.
One of the great things for Christians to think about in terms of God is how great His love for humanity. It's hard to fathom how much and how deeply God loves us, and that He just wishes well for us. He wants to do good to us. There is a fantastic passage in the New Testament book of Colossians, chapter 1, starting at verse 15. It's actually talking about the person of Jesus, and yet it shows so much love has been directed toward us through Jesus, the Son of God. Listen to what it says here. In verse 15, He, that is Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. And then Paul continues on as he's talking to these people, and he says, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death, to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. The first thing I'd like to point out is that there have been a lot of people added to the world since the time Paul the Apostle said this to the Christians in Colossae. In fact, there's billions more people now than at that time. And there's many that, through no fault of their own, have never had a chance to hear clearly what Jesus Christ and the gospel is about. That is why the word today is coming to you. Our purpose is to give an opportunity for you to hear about the Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is shocking, surprising news to many people in the world today. Even though there is telecommunications that encircles the globe, even though there are all kinds of different forms of technology, some individuals have never really had the good news of Jesus presented to them. Sometimes it's a language barrier, sometimes it's a technology barrier, but we are endeavoring to bring you this good news. That's why the word today exists. And I encourage all godly Christians, those with the means to support this ministry, to consider giving to it so that the whole world can someday actually hear and understand the gospel. We're currently on in 65 languages around the world. I would love before I'm called home by the Lord to heaven, I would love to see 100 languages or more that are broadcasting the truth of God's word from the Bible. Paul was saying that these people in Colossae had heard that good news. It had come to them, and so they had opportunity to be reconciled with God. See, there's a major problem that exists, and that is that we're sin-filled. We're corrupted. We cannot go to heaven in this condition. We are sinners. Heaven is God's existence, his place where there is no brokenness. There is no sin. There is no vileness. If we ever want to get to heaven, we need to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only means that God has given to this world in order to deal with our sin. It is also the only means, that is, through Jesus Christ, that you are assured life beyond the grave. It's very clearly written out in the New Testament. And one of the things I want you to understand is that Jesus Christ is not just a religious teacher. Jesus was not just some kind of a guru. He was not a imam. He was not just a religious leader. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is part of the Godhead. He is deity. And that's exactly what Paul the Apostle was saying when he describes Jesus in these words from Colossians 1. Listen to what he says. He starts out with this phrase. He says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. The word in the Greek is icon. An icon is a visual or physical manifestation, a representation of something, a reality that's put into image form. That's an icon. If you literally wanted to look upon God in a physical form, what would you do? You would look at Jesus. That's what the New Testament is teaching us, is that Jesus is literally the human form of God, and that it goes on from there to discuss Jesus as the firstborn over all creation. It's not so much emphasizing the time of Jesus' arrival in the word firstborn. It's talking about his predominance. The firstborn in the ancient culture was the one who inherited the bulk of the father's estate, the one who took the reins of leadership. So Jesus has the leadership. Jesus has the authority of God. And then it goes on to say that all of the universe was created with his involvement. It wasn't just God the Father who made, it was also Christ. We can see in the Bible that all three persons of the Trinity are involved in the creation. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all play a role in the creation of this world. In fact, it even goes so far as to say that everything was created for him. Well, who would the world be created for? God. Yes, and specifically Christ. It's just fantastic. And then it goes on to say that Jesus is the firstborn from among the dead. That's a reference to the glorified state that Jesus was in after his resurrection from the dead. Once he had carried our sins and in his strength and power made atonement or payment for our sins with his own sacrificial death for us, he then rises from the dead in a glorified state. Never can death touch him again. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ that we worship. He is the firstborn from among the dead. In other words, there will be others who will follow. Who are they? All those who have believed in him. Jesus is called the first fruits from among the dead. And just like in ancient cultures, when they would bring the first fruits of a harvest in as an offering for God, And then all the rest of the harvest would follow. So also Jesus is the first from the dead, never again touched by death. And those that believe in him will be granted that same gift as well. It's so fantastic. And here's what I want you to understand, is that it's emphasizing the supremacy of Jesus. Christ is Lord of Lords. Christ is King of Kings. Christ is the firstborn from the dead. There are no others like him. He isn't just a religious leader. He isn't just a Messiah for a certain people group or for a certain era. He is God over all, and he calls for us to put our trust and our love in him. He is the only source of salvation for us. He came in order to reconcile the world to God, so that we could have the forgiveness of sins, so that we could have the hope of salvation. And this is why the emphasis is built up on Jesus, is because he had to be supreme in order to do that. He had to be divine. He had to be authoritative. He had to be powerful in order to do that. He went to that cross not in weakness, but in strength to carry our sins, the sins of the world, so that we could have forgiveness. And then he showed a demonstration of his strength and his supremacy by rising from the dead. I hope you understand how important this principle is, that your faith and your life everlasting is secure when you put it in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is supreme over all. He is the firstborn over all creation. For him, all things were created, and in him all things hold together. He is the firstborn from among the dead. You understand the call that the New Testament is giving to you. If you want salvation, forgiveness of sins, life everlasting, you must come to the Supreme One, Jesus Christ. Put your faith in him, trust in him, put your future into his hands. He is the one who has overcome death and defeated Satan and sin. He can give you that gift of life everlasting in his name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.